From April 8th to 10th, 2011, FreePress.net sponsored the National Media Reform Conference in Boston. The conference was about media, technology, and democracy. I am Chuck Rosina, and on Friday, I recorded one of the many concurrent sessions, this one entitled WikiLeaks, Journalism, and Modern-Day Muckraking. According to program notes, WikiLeaks has sent shockwaves through the diplomatic community worldwide, but it has also raised fundamental questions about how journalism is done in the age of digital whistleblowers and online leaks. Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Moderated the panel, which included Greg Mitchell of The Nation, Glenn Greenwalk of Salon, and others. Here is Amy Goodman to introduce the session.
What a fantastic showing for just one of the sessions that are beginning this remarkable and very important weekend on media democracy in this country. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! I hope you all watch it, listen to it, read it, and send it around. And today we have an illustrious panel to talk about WikiLeaks, journalism, and modern-day muckraking. The panelists, Emily Bell, Glenn Greenwald, Greg Mitchell, Christopher Warren, Micha Sifri. We're going to hear from each of them for around 7 minutes, and then we're going to have a conversation, and we want you to join in that. So as you think of questions, just pass them forward on your index cards. We have about, an hour and 20 minutes for this discussion. I really do think of information as power, information that we get to make decisions about how our country should act can determine whether people live or die. WikiLeaks, in one of its releases of the Iraq war logs, showed us that in February of 2007, there was an Apache unit hovering overhead. Two men below raised their hands in surrender. The soldiers in the Apache helicopter call back to base. The lawyer on the base says, "You cannot surrender to a helicopter," and the men below are blown away. This was in February of 2007. If we knew that at the time, I think there would have been an outcry. There would have been call for an investigation. And if that investigation were done, perhaps there would have been charges brought, but at least we would have learned about it at the time. And why does it matter? Well, we'll move forward just 5 months to July of 2007. July 2007, that took place in February of 2007. The videotape that was released by WikiLeaks of the same Apache helicopter unit in New Baghdad, hovering over this area of Baghdad. To say the least, chilling, as you hear the soldiers laughing, cursing, not though acting as rogue soldiers, constantly calling up the chain of command to decide whether they should blow away the men below, the men they saw gathered. Among them, it turns out, was Namir Nur el-Din, a young up-and-coming videographer for Reuters. Saeed Shema, the fixer, the driver for Reuters, who was beloved by many Reuters reporters. You know, fixers, drivers are the protectors of the reporters and the photographers, often the ones that bring them to the story. 40 years old, father of four. And a group of men are showing them what is happening in this war-ravaged area. The Apache helicopter above blows them all away. I think it was Saeed Shema that was trying to crawl away, didn't quite die in the first blast. And so a van pulls up to help him. And there the helicopter and all this is on the videotape. It's not a peace activist videotape from the ground, but the videotape taken by the Apache helicopter itself, and the van pulls up. There are children in the van, people who are coming out to help the wounded. And that's when the Apache helicopter opens fire again, and they kill those in the van. They critically wound the children. And on Democracy Now!, just by chance, last year after this all came out. We were interviewing a soldier, a young soldier named Ethan McCord, who was one of those involved with a protest calling for President Obama not to send PTSD soldiers back to Afghanistan and Iraq. They were marching from, I think it was, Walter Reed Hospital to Arlington Cemetery, saying, please don't send us back. And I asked Ethan McCord, who was on that march, why are you on this march? Why do you feel so strongly? He said he had a horrible experience July 12, 2007. He was one of a few soldiers on the ground when this Apache helicopter had opened fire on these civilians below, and he was the one who held the children. And he handed them over and went back to base. He was washing the blood from the children on his shirt, and he asked his staff sergeant if he could see mental health. He said he was just torn apart. He could not get the images out of his head, and they told him to suck it up. And he's been falling apart ever since. Just learning that story by chance, that's the story that's on that videotape as well, and interviewing another soldier who was sick that day. And he didn't go out on the Apache helicopter. And when his brothers came back, when the other soldiers came back and described what happened, when he saw the videotape, he knew that that was what they were describing. And we had him on. He said, I don't understand why you're making such a big deal of this. And I said, well, why? Don't you think it's significant when this these reporters, these young children, injured, killed? And he said, no, I do think it's a big deal, but this happens every day. Why just focus on this? I think WikiLeaks matters. I think it is a matter of life and death. If we had known at the time what happened in February of 2007, I dare say that July 2007 would not have happened. So what does it mean to get this information? That's what we're going to talk about on the panel today. People who are dedicated to transparency and what it means to have WikiLeaks and to go beyond what it means for journalism today. We're going to begin with Greg Mitchell, who has been remarkable in writing a daily blog that has gained a wide global audience every day, releasing more information about WikiLeaks. Two of his latest books that have just come out are The Age of WikiLeaks, From Collateral Murder to Cablegate and Beyond. Greg blogs for The Nation, has written So Wrong for So Long, How the Press, the Pundits, and the President Failed on Iraq. One of his latest books is also Bradley Manning, Truth and Consequences. Remarkable. I think these came out in the last few weeks or months. I think he's giving birth to one as he speaks today, yet another book. We'll let you know by the end of the panel. Greg Mitchell.